I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Welcome to Yoga Girl Daily. Happy Friday, happy almost Halloween, and happy almost full moon. I am so excited that we have a full moon happening on Halloween, which is wild, and that it's happening so close to our Feel Good Friday episode of the week, which means we can set as a feel good practice for today and this weekend to have a real full moon ceremony.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I am so excited about this. If you follow me at all, you know I'm so into astrology. Astrology really has made a massive impact in my life. And if it's something that I think we can all really align with, whether or not we are into astrology, is that there is something so powerful about a full moon. We all feel it. For me, I can't sleep, and neither can my daughter, around the night of a full moon. There's something about everything just being illuminated and brought to light. Oftentimes, we can see big completions of cycles or big moments of release in terms of the spiritual and personal development things we've been working on for the past moon cycle. And this full moon is a blue moon, meaning it's two moons falling in the same calendar month, the second full moon of October. Which is really rare. It's called a blue moon, and it's a blue moon in Taurus. I also just read, which I thought was really fun for Halloween, that this is a micro moon, which is really, really rare. And a micro moon means it's really far away from the Earth, so it might even look a little bit smaller in the sky. And traditionally, micro moons we look at with more superstition, like they're a little bit auspicious. And the fact that we have a blue moon in Taurus and it's a micro moon and it's on the night of Halloween, this just makes my day. I love it so much. So we are going to have a little full moon ceremony. You can do it tonight or, of course, better yet, tomorrow for the night of the full moon. The full moon energy is going to be really potent all around the week that surrounds the full moon. So anytime you have the ability to do this in the evening, and if you can, go outside at least for a moment or do it by a windowsill or somewhere where you can actually bask in the light of the moon. For a full moon ceremony, you don't need all that much. The full moon is a really great time to charge our crystals or any sacred objects that you have that you work with in your spiritual practice. So I have a little rooftop space here. I like to take all of my crystals and I just put them outside and I let them stay there for the night. So if you have any of those things that you would like to bring with you, this is a really good time for that. Make a little altar if you want for this ritual, for this full moon ceremony. For an altar, a great way to begin is to just think of the four elements and try to include a component for each one of the elements. So fire, of course, really easy. Light a candle. Like that's the number one easiest thing ever. Water, you can have anything that relates to a water component to bring to your altar space. Sometimes I bring a little shell. I have this abalone shell that I use for incense, which relates to the water element. But of course, a glass of water to drink or a cup of tea, that's your water. For air, anything you want to burn. So if you have a little bit of incense or sage or Palo Santo or anything around the element of air, essential oil, something you can smell also relates to that element. And then finally, earth. So anything from the earth, a crystal, a rock, something you've found in nature, you know, driftwood or a twig or leaves, anything that relates to earth. Could also be a live plant or something like that. You gather the things you want to bring to your altar and any other sacred objects that you know just make you feel like you can really enter that sacred energy. So anything you have been working with before, anything that's in that regular altar space for you. And then, of course, bring your journal and your pen. You set up your space under the light of the full moon if you can, if it's not too cold for you to be outside. If you want to roll out your yoga mat and have a bit of a yoga practice to begin. Taking a moment to just sit in silence. I mean, really to just sit in silence, to evoke that energy of this full moon, to check in with how you're feeling, and then to set an intention for your ceremony. So if there's something specific that you're longing for or an outcome of that ceremony that you want to get to, setting the intention of that. You know, maybe there's something you want to heal, something you want to have revealed to you. You're looking for clarity on a specific area, or just maybe that intention of wanting to feel a connection to this earth, right? To the universe, to the moon, to the world, to yourself. We're all so deeply connected. And then once you've anchored into your meditation and you've moved your body, some form of movement I like to include in every ceremony because it really puts us in the present moment. And then journaling from there. So full moon in Taurus, it's a really good time for us to contemplate, what are we done with? What is something that maybe has been serving you for a long time, but you're really ready to put it down? And it can even be right now. So just with the energy of Taurus, Taurus is really stubborn, kind of slow moving, determined. It might even be something that you've had a hard time putting down, something that you've had a hard time letting go of, something that's really been lingering stubbornly in your life. What is something you feel really done with? What is something you want to let go of that you really want to have completed throughout this moon cycle? If you can do so in a safe way, and I really recommend going into a bathroom or a sink, you can have a little fire ceremony to close that ritual after you've spent some time journaling. So if you can arrive at one single word or one single sentence of that thing that you want to release, burning it somewhere safe so you can literally watch that thing go up in smoke. And then from there, closing your ceremony with some gratitude. You know, it doesn't have to be this big, complex thing. It's basically you creating sacred space and you finding that moment to really get clear on what it is you're looking to release and let go of. I hope you have a beautiful blue micro moon in Taurus this weekend, that you really feel that full moon energy. I hope you still get some good night's sleep. Enjoy your ceremony, and I'll be back on Monday.